On the line, I've got our mayor, Alan Sanson. Good morning, Alan.
Morning, Aaron.
How are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm very good on this nice sort of autumn feeling morning.
It's probably a bit colder over there in the inland from where we are. It's quite nice here.
Yeah, I'm sneaking a couple of hours down the farm this morning and doing a bit of physical work, so I don't mind it being a bit cooler.
So we're here to talk about Clint Baddeley, and did you guys turn up as new councillors at the same time?
No. Look, I came into council in 2001, and Clint came in 2004. So I'd done a one triennial or 3-year term prior to Clint's arrival.
Okay, and Waikato District Council has probably known to have been more on the conservative side of things, and Clint came in. He probably had a reputation as a former unionist. And yep. What were you guys expecting?
Well, look, I didn't know Clint. I did, you know, as usual, you when there is new candidates standing and you're standing again, you sort of make it your business to sort of try and find out the background of these people and where they come from. I had heard positive reports about Clint, though, being a fair and person and wanting to just try and do the best for the people he was representing as a in the CTU. And so, you know, you sort of have a very I've always had a very open mind to people, doesn't matter what political flavour they may come from. And I suppose it's fair to say that Clint came from the left, I probably still do, and did then come from the centre-right. But that never stopped us from being good friends and good work colleagues and working together. We used to have a bit of banter with one another around central government election times and that sort of thing.
Yep.
But it never, ever became an issue for us.
Okay. And for people who, I mean, and one of the things, the reasons to talk to you is because we know Clint over here and we sort of see what he does over here. But you have the perspective of he's working in council with a whole bunch of other councillors. How effective do you think he was as a councillor?
Look, Clint was very, very effective. Clint was somebody who we all respected because he was someone who you would listen to. He's one of those people who actually brought, some cases, a different dimension to the debate, and that's always good because we always look, you know, otherwise we're all just the same flavour and that's not necessarily the best for the ratepayers. But Clint would quite often bring a different perspective, and of course he came from an urban environment when he first came in. I think it was the council was made up predominantly of farmers and butchers, and that was the makeup of the council until Clint came along. But, you know, he was a strong advocate, not only for Raglan, but for Waikato at large. He was as passionate about the Waikato district as I was. So, yeah, look, he was incredibly easy to work with, and as somebody I hold in extreme high regards for his ability to actually gel groups together, but more importantly, bring new ideas to the table.
And he became head of the Strategy and Finance Committee. I think was that a new committee that started?
Yeah, look, when a mayor comes into at each triennial, he basically sets the structure for how he wants committees to work and what those committees are. So when I came in at 2010, when both Clint and I stood for the mayoralty and Clint still stayed on as a councillor, much to his surprise, and it did shock him a bit when I got him into the office a few days after the election and asked him to actually take this role on, it quite shocked him that I would actually give him a very, very senior role within council. And I just said, look, mate, we might have stood for the same position, but at the end of the day, I value your ability as a person and as a leader to actually lead us. And what I want you to do is take on a new structure I'm creating, which was to use your strategic thinking and put that alongside the finance portfolio. And that's where it all came together at that particular point, when we had some rationalisation within the organisation around the number of committees and what they would actually be qualified to act on behalf of.
So talk about running against him for mayor. He did, I guess it's quite hard for someone in Raglan to do well in what was primarily a rural council at that time. How did he go as someone competing against you?
Oh, look, Clint, the interesting thing is, when you put your hand up for the mayoralty, you still have to work together. So that's, you know, and you sort of, you know, months in advance before nominations go in that who's going to stand. In that case, Peter Harris was retiring. Clint indicated early that he was going to stand, quite rightly so. He was deputy mayor at that particular time. And so he decided he was going to stand. I had a number of backers that wanted me to stand as well. And that took a bit of time for me to figure out whether I was or not. And in the end, we both stood together. But I've got to say, all the way through that, Clint was incredibly professional in his approach to how we would work together, even though we were coming from, you know, standing for the same position. And right through to the campaigning and that, Clint was, you know, very professional. There was no sniping, no digging at one another, which can happen in politics sometimes. It was really, really professional and well done. And I think that made it easy for him and I to work with after the election, the fact that we hadn't taken pot shots at one another and done that sort of activity, which is not good. The public don't want to see that. And I think it just reinforced how good a person he was.
So you've been through a few mayoral elections now. I guess it didn't always work out that way.
Oh, yeah, look, it's fair to say that probably the preceding one wasn't as easy. No, I won't say as easy, wasn't as nice to deal with some of the opponents. They were, you know, taking pot shots and sniping at me and telling me what a poor job we were doing and all sorts of things like that, which can be quite common in politics. But generally, the public don't particularly like that sort of thing. They're looking for somebody that actually stands above that rubbish. And that's something that Clint always did. He never got down into the mud, as we call it. Stay above it and hold the moral high ground.
Now, I used to interview Clint a lot, like every fortnight, while he was councillor. And he was always... He would... pretty almost never bag the staff at council unless something had gone very, very badly wrong. Was that appreciated by staff, that his approach?
Look, one thing you never do is, and Clint was very good at that, he was very, very mindful of the staff, because in a council, staff can't defend themselves against the public, so it's up to the politicians to defend them where they require defence. It's not to say that staff get things right every time, but there's no point in actually bagging them, and Clint held a strong feeling that you should never ever bag staff. If you've got some issue with staff, you go to the CE or the group manager who the particular staff member worked in and actually talk to them and get them to deal with the issue. You don't do that sort of thing in the public to staff who can't defend themselves.
Yeah, and there is a bit of an appetite, generally, I find, for bagging council staff. I guess they're an easy target, and like you say, they can't defend themselves.
Yeah, look, and it still annoys me to this day. And I, you know, and one of the things that I deal with is making sure our staff feel safe and secure. So I always say, if staff go into a situation where it be a public meeting or something like that, where it could be a bit volatile, or there can be some volatile people in the room who start attacking staff, I've always said to my politicians, it's your job to stand up and stop that straight away, because those staff can't defend themselves. So it's important that you actually look after them, because if you don't protect your staff, what happens is staff say, why the hell do I do this? And I leave. And it's hard enough to get staff as it is without them feeling like they've been chucked under the bus or not defended by their own politicians.
Yeah. And I know that you stayed in touch with Clint. I remember you were out here last year to open the parklets.
Yeah.
And you disappeared at one point, and I realised you were in the cafe next to us having a coffee with Clint. So you definitely stayed in touch with him, didn't you?
Oh, look, I did, and I offered support. There was probably a couple of us well, it was two or three of us that actually offered a lot of support to Clint through his illness, and also when Jackie became ill. We, you know, I was always there for Clint, and I always said to him, I'm only ever a phone call away. Whether it's you need help, you need a ride, you need anything, you just ring me. And Gordon Chesterman was another one, and one of my councillors, Janet Gibb, also stayed closely in touch with him. So between the three of us, we sort of, you know, were there to support Clint and Jackie, and because, you know, he meant something to us, and we wanted to support him and actually help him with the situation he found himself in.
Yeah, and it's been a hard time for him. He I think his son Jamie said to me the other day that he had actually had been given 6 months initially, but he extended that quite a bit, didn't he?
Yeah, he'd extended it a lot because it was a real shock when he told me what he was facing, and it sort of, when that sort of thing comes to you out of the blue, and Clint was only 5 years older than me, and it sort of shocked me that he found himself in that demise, and I still to this day remember Clint saying, "I never ever expected to spend the end of my life having to fight this." He said, "I thought I had many, many years left." So you know, it's pretty hard when you have to talk to somebody I'd call a good friend and have to battle that sort of thing.
Yeah. So, Alan, I'm talking to several people, including Gordon Chesterman, next this morning. But while I've got you here, our councillor Lisa Thompson said you are retiring at the end of this term.
Yeah, look, I've decided not to re-stand. I've done 4 terms. It'll be 12 years as mayor and 21 years in local government. I think that's any. I've done my fair stint, I would say. It's nearly equates to a third of my life in local government.
Right.
I thoroughly enjoy the job I do. I thoroughly enjoy the people. There are some challenging times sometimes, but I'm always up for a challenge. But it sort of gets to a point where you, Trish and I, my wife, we want to do more things with our family. We've got family scattered around New Zealand, and it's hard in this role to actually find time to go and spend time with those that don't necessarily live close to you. And I've got grandkids around the place as well, and I love spending time with the grandkids these days. And I can't do that while I'm doing the mayoralty. One of the problems is my kids have always said to me for a long time, you know, you're so hard to pin down. And in actual fact, my kids have to make an appointment in my diary to get the old man to come to dinner sometimes. That's how bad it is.
Right.
So I just thought, you know, what's important to me at this stage of my life? And I think family, friends, and back to the land, I think, is probably one of the most important things for me at the moment going forward.
Yeah, all right. And, well, look, thank you for your time this morning, Alan. Do you have any just last thoughts about Clint that you might want to share with people?
No, I just, look, all I would say is, you know, if any of Clint's family are listening, and I haven't met Clint's son or daughter, but he used to speak quite affectionately about him, and for Jackie as well, I hope the pain eases over time. A loss is a loss, and you know, he'll never be forgotten, and I think he's a huge loss to the community of Ragland and to the Waikato at large.
Yeah. All right, Alan, thank you heaps for your time this morning.
No problem at all, Aaron. Anytime.